Harry. All right, welcome back, everybody. We are recording.
Man.
All right, so previously on Starfall, you all took the job of caravan guards to make your way eventually to Jungle's Edge, first making your way to Blackglass. Along the road, you fought off Handsome Herbert, along with his bandit buddies and his Ettin retainer. You managed to kill everybody except for Handsome Herbert, who snuck away into the night, leaving broken hearts behind. You made it to Blacklass last session, having to camp outside the city with the rest of the caravan before they could get through the customs inspection into the city. Hey, Rin asked Kes if he wanted to run a scam with her, having never run one herself. Kes thought this seemed like a good idea, but not with the caravan. They sort of don't shit where you eat sort of moment. But perhaps in the city. Yes, or also while Ula was off kind of wandering around the nearby countryside, stumbled onto a farm run by zombies, or rather worked by zombies and run by a gnome necromancer named Tobias Shadowstride. Who was very annoyed that you turned undead and agitated his workers. After a friendly conversation, you all went your own ways. So the next day, you all arrived in Blackglass, spending several hours waiting outside the city to get through, not unlike Joe's DMV experience today, waiting for the line to clear up so that you all could get a couple of days of well-earned rest before the caravan moves on to Jungle's Edge. Ula, Hayrin, and Roisin got distracted by a Kasuba temple, which was covered in moss in this dry, arid environment. Inside, you found a kindly old priest of Kasuba who told you a bit about the religion and mentioned that one of the things they do is Kasuba is the god of fertility, and so they help people through childbirth, and he was very comfortable with sexuality, which squicked Ula out, who bamfed out of there. Meanwhile, Kes and Tomi had moseyed away. Kes randomly finding his way to a tavern called the Anvil, where he flirted with the bartender Tariq. Tomi visited the marketplace looking at various foods and spices and obsidian shard relics at the marketplace. And then after leaving the temple, Ula, Hayrin, and Roisin visited a blacksmith run by a hot Goliath who Roisin flirted with and ultimately left and hooked up with. Meanwhile, the rest of y'all, except for Kes, met back up in the marketplace where Ula found a obsidian holy symbol of Homia, but not one that looked like her Hurricane Walker holy symbol. And so she commissioned one for 50 gold pieces that'll be ready the next day in the evening. The merchant recommended you stay at the Anvil, conveniently enough. You also found Sir Greg having stolen several pastries in a Plaza of Forgotten Heroes, where these weather-worn statues of an adventuring group whose name have been forgotten to time still watches over the city. So you all made your way back to your various places of rest, or not so much rest for some of you, and you all got a nice long rest in. And so it is there that we pick up today, the 13th of Sylvian. It is rest day in the city, Fantasy Saturday. It is the freaking weekend, as they say. And you all wake up in your various rooms. I'd say probably Roisin, you wake up first as Leora, the Goliath blacksmith, is an early riser, and by the time that you kind of fully come to, she's already dressed, having made breakfast, handing it to you like in a nice wrapped up sack with a to-go cup of coffee. And she says, "I gotta run," which means you probably also gotta run,
All
since
right.
last night was great, but I don't actually know you. So
Yeah, I can take a hint.
She says, "It's not a hint. I'm telling you, you gotta get out of my house because I gotta go to work."
All right.
But last night was a lot of fun. She says, if you're back in Black Glass again, let me know.
Will do. Good on ya.
And you're, I guess you actually have no idea where your friends are staying. So, what do you do?
I'm just gonna walk around. Maybe go back to like the places we visited together, which I think would only be the temple.
Only the temple.
Yeah, I'll just walk
All
around.
right, you
I might
wander
ask
around. All
if
right.
there's people, I might ask like where travelers might stay and
Okay.
go to those places, but
All right. I'd say, hey, Rin, Tomi, and Ula, you probably all rouse next and make your way downstairs to the anvil where the morning bartender has set out a breakfast for everybody.
awesome, ready
how
for
does it look?
breakfast. It looks like about on par with like the continental breakfast you get at like a Holiday Inn. Like
That's what I was thinking. Cool.
it's low effort, but also these rooms are fairly cheap. This is sort of a mid-tier sort of establishment. What do you all discuss in the morning while you wait for your companions?
Well, I have to go back to pick up my new holy symbol tonight. But that's the only
Yes.
plans I have.
Yeah, I have zero plans.
And did they tell us how long we would be off? Was it just a couple days? So, like, we're leaving today, or?
No,
I thought we had a week. About a
no,
week?
you will be leaving probably you have to check in with Hugh Grant. But you'll be either leaving tomorrow or the day after, depending on how business is going for the caravan merchants and how many people want to join and how many people want to.
Well, what else is there to do in this town?
Maybe we should see if Roisin's alive. I
Oh, yeah.
realize that
How? They'd find us.
we just very coincidentally ran into Cass here, but.
That's fair. Well, let's go.
How do we find out if Roisin is alive?
Well, we could go back to the blacksmith, and if she's there by herself, then Roisin's dead.
Oh, yes. Let's protect her. And we should seek vengeance. Perfect.
Well, I'm coming with you because that's insane.
I see no problem with this plan
Oh, God.
whatsoever.
How am I reasonable? Okay. Let's
No,
go, I guess.
there's obviously problems with this plan.
No
Right.
problem.
So you
Oh,
fill up
no.
on breakfast and take off for the blacksmith shop. Kess, roll me a constitution saving
Oh,
throw.
we leave a note for Cass.
Yeah. My goodness, you little fluffy nutter.
Also, how old is Kess?
Let me check my things here. 24.
Roll it with advantage.
Cool.
How hungover he is. I hope.
Yeah.
How do I? Oh, wait. Sorry. 1 second. I'm being dumb. Con save, you said? Advantage roll. That's a nat 20.
Hey.
You wake up feeling fresh as a daisy.
You
Probably
hit
shortly
three
after
and you
dawn.
get disadvantage on that roll. That's what it is, huh?
So yeah, you wake up feeling great, having had a wonderful night. All you and Tariq consumed a prodigious amount of rum. But yeah, you feel great. Ready to take on the day.
How's Tariq doing?
Let me check.
Does Tariq have advantage on this roll?
Tariq is in his late 20s, so he rolls flat. Tariq looks a little groggy, but not too bad. You get the idea. He's an old pro drinking like this.
He could use like some bread or something. But
you are a few doors down from the inn.
Okay.
He lives in a little upstairs apartment, you know, not too far from there.
Okay. Well, I will kiss him good morning. And...
Good morning.
Hey.
He crawls out of bed and, like, lies on a rock that sits in front of a south-facing window.
That's actually adorable. I'm going to climb onto...
He gives
on
it, like,
to...
a stretch.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to, like, climb onto the rock and half lay on him.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Be a little kind of lazy and cuddly for a bit.
Yeah.
I should probably get going, go find my friends before they wander off and get into trouble.
He says that's probably a good idea. He says, but if you guys are staying in town for another night, he says, you know where to find me.
At least one more, maybe two. And I will definitely take you up on that. And I'll kiss his nose and get dressed and head out.
He gives you a kiss and a pat on the ass. and as you're getting dressed, you actually hear the sounds of three familiar voices bickering about whether or not they should kill a blacksmith if she's by herself.
Right. Just saying, you don't just...
Are they passing like down the street?
Yeah, because they have to walk past the apartment to get to the...
I'm going to wait until I hear their voices go past,
mm-hmm.
then slip out of the door and come up behind them. Okay, we're killing a blacksmith this morning? Oh, stealth check?
Yeah, just for fun.
I did not see him coming.
17.
I know that.
That actually beats everybody's passive perception. So yeah, you definitely get the drop on them.
We're killing a blacksmith this morning?
Ah, oh my god.
my trident goes at you.
I cast no scare.
Only if the blacksmith doesn't have Racine with her.
We're for sure not killing a blacksmith this morning.
We're not killing a blacksmith.
I mean,
unless she's covered in blood herself.
Now that's a different take. Like, if there's clear evidence of violence, then yes, I'm more open to the idea.
We're not completely writing it off.
I mean, do we know what Roisin's into?
Oh! That was Caitlin, not Ula. What do you mean? Don't explain.
I'm not going to.
That it's the chances are never zero for anything. You know?
Right. Did she have a real touch the book sort of evening?
Oh, good way to put it.
Because we're definitely not killing a blacksmith today, you know?
So you all make your way to the blacksmith shop where you see Leora, who's, even though it's still early and relatively cool here, is already like wearing basically like a sports bra as she like stokes a big forge and like gets the everything ready for firing. And she looks over at the four of you walking up and says, looking for your friend?
Yes.
She says, last I saw her, she was heading northwest looking for you guys.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. This is going to take all day.
Are you telling the truth?
She kind of stops pumping the forge for a second and kind of walks over to you.
Wait, no, don't stop doing that. Keep doing that.
She's just like, she looks down at you. How tall is Heyrin, by the way? I don't know if I...
I think Heron's 5'7".
Oh, tall.
Very tall with the horns.
Yeah. She's a good 2 feet on you.
Wow.
And she just looks down at you and she says, yeah.
Oh, I told you, Ula. Oh wait! Did I say are you?
I got lost in the question.
Yeah, wait, I say that to her. Wait, what did I ask? I got distracted. I'm sorry. You're very tall.
She says if I was telling the truth. Yes, she went northwest.
Oh, okay.
And she kind of cranes over. In fact, she says I think I could see the top of her head bobbing through that crowd over there.
Really?
She's pretty easy to find.
Fair enough.
I can't see it.
Yeah, do you want to lift one of us up so we can see her, so we know we're going in the right direction?
Before you finish your sentence, she scoops you up with one arm, like bends down, grabs you by the knees, lifts you into the air.
Maybe someone else should have done this. I'm not very perceptive.
And yet you can actually see Roisin's like sort of bobbing through the crowd, clearly looking around.
I'm gonna
I just
cast
scream.
message
Oh,
and
oh
be like,
yeah, casting
no,
message and
turn
screaming.
around, come back.
Yeah.
And point towards where Roisin is.
All right,
That's
so
wait, which direction? Which back? Where? Back now, or back where I was before? Just tell us the blacksmith.
We're at the blacksmith.
Oh, all right.
Leora puts you down here and she says, convinced?
Maybe you could try. No, yeah. Yes.
She just sort of tassels your hair a little bit and then walks back to her forge.
So
Since we're
she's got
here.
2 feet on Hayren, then I literally come up to her knee, probably. Right?
Yeah,
That's
she's 7
adorable.
foot seven.
That's exactly the same height I am.
Oh, is it?
Wait, you're so tall. I forgot
Amazing.
how tall you
Goliaths.
are. Yeah.
All right. So yeah, you all meet back up.
Since we're at a smithy, I'm going to pull out the three short swords we pulled off the bandits. What do you give us for these? I said to the blacksmith.
Oh, she says this doesn't look like terribly good steel, but she says I could use it for scrap. Let me just consult my pricing guide here. You said short swords? Oh gosh, why is it so hard to find a sword? Sword, comma, short. There it is. She says, I'll give you 15 gold pieces for the lot of them.
Sold.
Nice.
All right,
And do
so.
you know anybody who might be interested in purchasing bows of similar short bows of similar quality?
Short bows? She says, she says I could use it to barter. She says, give you 30 gold pieces for the lot of them.
30 gold. 40?
Roll me a persuasion check.
Oh, this was a bad idea.
Can I give
What if I
advantage
flash
by
her
some?
looking cute?
Can I give advantage by flashing some side boob?
Yes, I'll say you choosing the walk up at this moment distracts her enough that I'll give Kes an advantage on that roll.
Well, the higher
That's
roll
good.
was an eight. Ooh.
Really
Oh no.
good.
She says 35, and that's as high as I can go.
Deal.
Okay, so she gives you 35 gold for that as well.
Okay.
This is still a pretty good haul. That's what, 50 gold?
Yeah.
I'll give each of you 10 gold.
Hey, thank
Thank
you,
you.
sir.
Yeah,
Thank
we killed those
you.
bandits together. Might as well split the proceeds.
I
But
appreciate
as you say that, Cass, you hear a voice coming from behind you. You see a kind of just a I would say not well dressed sort of, and not shabbily, sort of that middle of the road, middle classly dressed human man. He's got kind of like tan skin, short hair, like rough hands, and he walks up. He's like, I think you might be the people I'm looking for. Did I hear you say that you slayed some bandits?
Sure did.
He says,
Hey, before we do anything else, can I roll a perception check? Is this handsome Herbert's voice?
I.
I was wondering the same thing.
Yes.
Would you say this person is particularly handsome?
He does not look particularly handsome. He also has fairly short hair, crop short hair.
I don't care about his face or anything else.
Yeah.
I'm talking about his voice.
His hair
Magic
doesn't match,
exists,
right?
Chris.
That's true. Magic does exist. Roll me your perception check. Yeah, check.
Never mind.
Can I investigate his voice?
Also, did the bandit talk? Oh, yeah, he did. He yelled at
He
his
did.
bandits. That's right. That's right.
Also, we had a little conversation back and forth before he ran off.
Witty repartee. Yeah, that's right.
It's a 14.
14. Sounds pretty different.
Okay. Well, bummer.
I'm just trying to look at him suspiciously.
He says, I was speaking with some dwarven merchants down at the marketplace that came in with the caravan yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And mentioned that a group of adventurers matching your description had managed to kill an Etten, a giant creature with two heads, along with some bandits that ambushed them in the woods. They credited you with saving their life.
Yep, that was us.
He says, perhaps then, he says, they told me that the caravan wouldn't be leaving for a couple days, and so I was wondering if you might be interested in earning some more coin in your time off.
For sure.
Depends on what we'd need to do for the coin, but my attention.
He says, perhaps we could step out of the street, and I'll tell you my tale.
Okay.
Just for him to lead the way.
All right, so he kind of steps off the road, and he says, my name's Finlar. I'm a local merchant. He says, I deal with obsidian shards. I'm sure you know that that's the natural resource in this area. He says, me and my crew were leading a mining expedition. Well, not so much mining as collecting. You don't have to dig too far to get to the obsidian here. He says, we managed to fill two cartfuls of it, and we're on our way back to the city this morning. We were ambushed by bandits. He says, they killed most of my crew and took our carts of obsidian. He says there were lizard folk. He says, seven of them in total.
I'm sorry, Chris, what was this person's name again?
Finlar, Finlar.
Oh, did not spell that right.
He says, they've got a camp about an hour or two outside of town, just off of a lightly used mining road, the one I was hauling back. He says, I'd be very grateful if you could recover my carts of obsidian. He says, I'd be willing to pay you all half of what it's worth.
How do you know where their camp is?
He says, they ambushed me on the way into town.
Yeah.
He says,
they ambushed you on the road. How do you know where their camp is?
He says, well, after I fled, he says, I doubled back and waited to see if they were going to leave my carts or not. He says, and I watched them drag them from the road up to a little cliff where they had some tents, colorful tents, and they parked the carts.
On a cliff, you say.
Does this look like a man who watched several friends be killed this morning?
Roll me an insight check.
God damn it.
I will do the Get same. Out.
Dice box.
14. To assess his general demeanor, if he mm-hmm. seems anxious or
15.
Stressed, traumatized.
15, what'd you get, Matt?
14.
14. You get the idea that there's something he's not telling you. He's not telling you the whole truth here.
Hmm. Is there... I always play high-wiz, low-intelligence character, so I'm not used to the other side. Is there something like...
Are you high intelligence, low wisdom?
Yeah. Is there something like, can investigation do anything during these circumstances or not really? Because it's
Yeah, I'd say roll an investigation check to look for like, just kind of examine him for like any obvious clues of a struggle or anything like that.
Okay. Doesn't quite pass the up test. Okay. Ooh. Oh, yeah. 19.
You don't see any signs of a skirmish. No cuts, no bruises, no blood.
Okay. How would you feel if we had a little conversation as a group? We like to really talk through things before we
Oh, of
make
course,
decisions.
he says, take whatever time you need. He says, I understand it's asking you a lot to do something like this while you're resting. So, he says, I'll, he kind of points down the street. He says, I'm just going to go get myself a coffee and a pastry over there. And whenever you've made your decision, one of you can let me know. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
How many friends did he say got killed this morning of his?
He didn't specify.
Did
He
he
just said his
specifically
crew.
say friends or
His,
crew,
yeah,
like
I didn't think he said
workers?
friends.
How many people were in your
Employees.
crew before you go?
He says there was myself and five others.
Okay.
My condolences. Sorry to keep you again. You said you got ambushed. Did they, what did, were they like standard bandits and weapons and things? Did they do
Yes, he
anything?
says they didn't seem as well equipped as you are. He says, but you know, your swords and armor and thing, you know, ratty armor, nothing like you'd buy at this shop. He points to Leora's goods.
Any of them cast magic?
He says, I think one of them did, yes.
Okay.
He
Okay.
hung out in the back. It was kind of hard to see what he was doing.
All right.
Okay.
Okay,
Did
we're
he
gonna
do
look
that?
at him.
Any other questions? Otherwise, I'm gonna go
Were
get
any of the bandits
my.
particularly handsome?
We grabbed Kev.
Yeah,
Oh,
he says, I'm not really
actually.
into lizard folk, but if that's your thing, perhaps. I don't.
All right, they're all lizard folk.
Well, I'm gonna go
All
get
right.
a cafe latte and a Cornetto. Just let me know what you've
Enjoy it.
decided.
Of course.
When he gets far enough away, I feel like he might be pulling a Swifty on us.
Yeah,
I don't
something about
know.
him didn't seem like he was telling us the whole truth.
Yeah, it doesn't pass the pub test. I feel like he's hoping we walk in there and kill a bunch of people without asking questions.
Yeah, he wants us to steal the obsidian for him from them.
That's what
Right?
I think too. That's what I think. But we could take him up on this, but then go talk to these lizard folk and see.
Yeah, that makes me
Or
even more interested,
did
honestly.
he
scope
sorry,
things
he
out
told
first.
us where their camp was?
He didn't give you directions. He said they're a couple hours outside of town, but
Okay, so we'd probably have to say yes and then okay. What do you guys think?
I don't mind looking into it. We should ask him what he's
All right.
paying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He said
And
half
if
of what
we.
the obsidian was worth.
Oh, right.
I feel like someone who's good at sidestepping the 100% honest truth should tell him, talk to him when we agree.
Oh, good
I
at
look at.
deceiving people.
I look at Kes, but I don't say any names.
I mean, I can try. I'm not the best liar in the world, but I can give it a shot.
I'm
Look
Scobie's
at
very
Tony.
charismatic generally.
True.
That's true. That's true. That's very true. Yeah. Actually, yeah, both of you are. I just associate sneaking with lion, and you're a very good sneaker. And
Oh.
I don't mean any of that negatively. I mean it positively.
Yeah, well, we
Sorry.
were discussing whether we were going to kill the blacksmith for killing you. He snuck up on us.
Oh. Nice.
Honestly, I think Hayrin should do the talking because I doubt anyone is going to have a hard time believing what she says.
Thank you. Yeah, I want to see this too.
All right. We'll
So
do it.
he'll, yep,
Are
tell
you
him that
joking?
we'll, no.
Oh,
Oh,
okay.
no. We want to
Tell
see
him we'll
this
take the
happen.
job and anything else? No, that's it. All right.
So who's going over to the cafe? You see him sipping a hot foamy beverage and he's like about halfway through a croissant.
I want to go over there because I want a bear claw.
Okay, you go over there and get a bear claw.
I'm going to.
So I'm going with. Mm-hmm.
Kessel will hang back.
I'm going to stay back and watch.
So Kessel and Rasheen hang back. Eren, Ula, and Tome go over.
Yeah.
Do we want to know any other information? Or are we, besides the location?
Should we feel bad about asking for money up front?
No, I don't think we should feel bad about that at all.
No, because if he's telling the truth and we get it back, then he'll pay us the rest.
I might be the one who should ask about that.
Oh, to try to convince him? You should.
I'm pretty good at that.
Sounds like a good tag team operation.
All right.
Yeah. You be the liar, I be the aster.
I'm not a liar. I'm not very good at lying. I don't know why I like kind of adopted Roshi's accent. Really? Okay. We go in.
Yes. Should we get my bear claw first, or do we go over to him first?
I think you should get your bear claw.
Okay. We go by my bear claw, and then we go over to him, and I nibble my bear claw when we talk.
Okay. So you get your pastries, the three of you head over, and he's just about finishing up with his pastry. So how do you all approach it?
Did we get his name?
Yes, Finlar.
Oh yeah, Finlar. Yes, I have that written down. I don't know why I asked. hello, Finlar.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
How are the results?
Been pretty good, actually. For a city that doesn't have a lot of dairy around it, they managed to do a pretty good job.
Yeah, all you need is some good butter.
You know. He kind of gestures to the other seats at his table.
I take a seat.
Also no.
He says, so do you have more questions, or have you all made a decision?
Yeah, just a couple more questions on our part, I think.
Okay.
First, of course, our funds are kind of tied up in our caravan. We were wondering if maybe you could spot us a couple part of the payments just for some healing potions, stock up on that before we head out.
Yes, he says. I estimate the entire lid of obsidian is worth about 100 or 200 gold pieces. Your half would be worth 100. He says, I'm willing to pay half up front, so 10 gold pieces apiece.
Okay. Yeah, I think we can do that. How does that sound, Aaron? Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good to us.
And then he says, of course, the other half upon successful return of my obsidian.
Naturally.
We're obviously new around here.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
How much obsidian is that? Like?
It is two cartfuls.
Like heaping cartfuls?
Yeah, like how big is the cart? How big is the cart?
He kind of points over to Rasheen. It's like, she could pull it, but you couldn't, he says, looking at Tomi.
Well, obviously. is there, like, how do I want to ask this? There's no markings for your specific wagons and things. No chance that we accidentally grabbed the wrong stuff.
Right? He says, no, unfortunately, they're just plain wagons. He says, no markings on them. He says, though, they are heapingly filled with obsidian, so that should help narrow it down.
Okay, because I personally was worried that we'd get there and they'd have more than one thing of
Golden.
carts and obsidian, and then we'd come back with the smaller carts of obsidian. And that would be not as good.
He gives a description of the rough dimensions of these carts. Just, yeah, medium-sized carts.
Are you coming with us?
He says, I could. He says, I'm not much use in a fight.
That feels like it might be traumatic, or
Yeah. Don't
really,
want to relive that trauma.
stay here and rest.
Oh yeah, I was just asking.
Was there maybe perhaps any damage from the skirmish? Maybe like some sears from a fireball that might have hit the wagons or clashes, maybe some cuts from swords
He says
or
they didn't seem to be attacking the wagons, just me and my crew.
so no errant arrows getting
There may have been
into
an errant arrow in the cart or two. I don't know.
But what about you? Are you hurt?
He says
Oh
I'm
gosh, we
for
didn't even ask. How rude of us.
he says no, I've fortunately I had a healing potion and I was able to heal myself.
That's good.
Well,
Do you mind
we
telling us sort of what their MO was? Like just lying in wait, springing a
Yes,
trap.
they were lying in wait. He says we were coming up the road with our cart, singing a jaunty song to pass the time as we do. And suddenly, before we knew it, there was seven lizard folk on us. They were yelling at us in a language we couldn't understand, and then they started attacking us.
All right. Sorry if this next question is touches something that's still a little raw. During and at the end of the attack, did they look to see to make sure that they were perhaps leaving no witnesses, or did they just take the carts once people were no longer a direct threat to them and leave?
Roll me a persuasion check. Just to ask this question with a bit of grace.
Ooh, 17.
Not bad.
He says they didn't leave any survivors, if that's what you're asking.
I mean, they left you, right?
I managed to escape, but None of my crew was able to.
I thought you escaped like after the fact was my understanding. I was wrong. Okay. I get it now. Sorry.
Does this look like a guy who actually does physical labor?
Yeah, he's got calloused hands, kind of muscly arms.
Great. We will go check it out.
Oh yeah, where's that?
He says, "So you're taking the job?"
We will avenge those who've been wronged.
He reaches into a pocket and pulls out a coin pouch, takes a few coins out of it and pockets them and slides the bag over. He says, "That should be your initial fee." He says, "It's aside from the couple of coins I took out of there," he says, "it's all the money I have." So. He says, "Now I'll be able to sell the obsidian when it arrives, and you'll get your share, of course." And he says, and he gives you directions to the mining road, and you just follow. You follow the mining road. He says, and he says, about a little over an hour, somewhere between an hour and 2 hours. And he kind of describes the landscape you need to look out for.
Where should we find you once we're back?
He says, "You can find me around here." He says, "I'll make a point if you're leaving soon." He says, "I'll make a point of hanging out either at this cafe," or he kind of nods to a bar across the street or over there.
Okay. I mean, I didn't have any other plans for the day. I see all this,
No.
make sure there's nothing else going on.
Yeah.
And I could probably leave
Tentatively,
soon.
we will leave soon.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Right. Have a better rest of your day.
Yeah. Have a better day.
I believe.
All right. So you'll take off from the tavern
I will give.
or the cafe rather.
I'll leave him a book. Like, if
Which
you were looking for something to do.
Oh, sure. What's the book?
I don't know. One of the ones that I traded with the priest, I guess.
He kind of raises an eyebrow and he's like, "Well, I don't know if I should be reading this in public, but
Just put something over the, nothing to take your mind off things like a good book. Anyway,
lay it
we're leaving.
flat on the table and like hunch over to read.
It's a sage advice. I thank you for that.
No worries.
Okay, so.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Kes is sat next to Roisin. Is she giving him a book?
I mean, she did exchange some books with the priest, so I think she's happy to share book stuff with anybody, to be honest. Maybe that's like her calling card.
Leaving books in her wake.
Yeah, smutty books. Well, maybe all books, but I just assume smutty books.
Right, we'll head out to you guys. Unless there's something else that you guys want to do.
Nope. Where I go?
All right.
So any supplies you want to stock up on or anything like that?
Yeah, do you guys need anything? He gave us 50 gold. I wasn't expecting him to give us that much, but he did.
I think I'm good. People still got healing potions.
That's what I'm checking. I have one left.
I think I have three. Inventory.
That
I
should
have
be
two
good
now. I have
then. Can
two.
we stop
by one of the can we stop back by what was the I don't think I ever got the name of the blacksmith.
Leora's.
Leora. We stop by there or someone we trust about obsidian information? I just want to check that that much obsidian is actually worth 200 gold.
Ooh, maybe the
Smart.
lady at the who's making Layla's
Oh,
holy symbol.
yeah.
She
Yeah,
seemed nice.
let's go ask her.
Let's go.
What was her name? Do 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 do.
I don't think you guys got her name.
Sounds about right.
It sounds like us.
Also, I do like that you're across the street from somebody working with obsidian, and you're like, we're going to go to the marketplace to ask this other person.
Who's working with Obsidian?
Leora.
Oh,
The
black.
for some reason I thought she wasn't.
No,
Okay.
she was. Remember last session you guys, I won't say you razzed me, but you're like, wait a minute, does obsidian work like metal doors?
Oh yeah, I remember that, and you're like, magic.
This
Don't worry, I
does.
came up with a whole system for it. It
Yeah,
worked.
it works.
Yeah,
Totally works.
let's just ask her. We can just go talk to her really quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your person or Leora?
Leora.
Leora.
Oh, okay.
I completely forgot that she was also working Obsidian.
Yeah.
And so you walk back across the street to Leora, who at this point has got like some raw obsidian that she's like working on. She looks up and says, "Oh, Higgin."
Hi.
That's so
Oh, I was
perfect.
saying hi.
Oh,
That wasn't
hi.
going to continue.
He says, "You guys looking for something?"
Can you tell us, how much is this much obsidian worth? And I will vividly paint a whatever improvised dance
bird
practice.
Picture.
It's a cart.
Oh, a cart. Yeah, a standard cart. Two of. She says they're probably worth about 100 gold pieces a cart.
Okay.
Have you heard of? Is it a normal thing for bandits to steal obsidian?
She says, I mean, probably. She says, honestly, I buy the obsidian from the wholesalers, so I'm not really doing that. She says, but the wilds are dangerous. So,
have you ever seen that guy over at that cafe before?
She looks over. The one you guys were talking to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think so. I don't remember if I've bought from him or not, but he looks familiar.
Speaking of the wilds, are there perhaps, like, groups of people who live in the wilds that might like having obsidians for their purposes and maybe be mad at people for taking it or ask people to give it back, and then there's maybe misunderstandings that occur when you cannot understand each other's languages?
She says, I mean, maybe. She says, I'll be honest, I mostly focus on, you know, building stuff here in the city. But, you know, there are definitely scattered people that live out there in the wilds. Wild.
No worries. You never know what stories get around, you know?
Yeah.
So just as just for Caitlin's information, because this is the way my brain works, did I have like 50 gold worth of obsidian collected when I was doing my little ferret thing?
No.
On the way to the city?
No.
Because I said I had a little pile, like a hefty little pile.
Yeah, that's not part of, that's not half of a wagon, man.
Yeah, because we couldn't pull the wagon.
You say cart, and I think wheelbarrow, but it's not a wheelbarrow.
No.
No, no.
Okay. It's like dragged by a horse cart.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah.
I was just trying to put it together in my head.
You probably had a few gold pieces worth of obsidian, for sure.
Now I know.
If you want to retire from adventuring and just collect and sell obsidian, we could do that. It'll be a very different game.
Okay, one other question that I thought of.
Yeah.
It seems like, excuse me, is the obsidian actually hard to get a hold of, or is it just time consuming and other people have better things to do?
The latter.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
And, you know, it's dangerous in the wild, so that's part of the markup. It's inherently magical. That's part of the markup.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, okay. You know, people, there's all sorts of people that just go out in the wilds and collect obsidian. They usually do it in groups for, you know, aforementioned, you know, wild reasons, but.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, did he give us the location?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Very, very specific directions.
Okay.
I just sort of hand waved the directions because that's probably why you popped out. Yeah. Like, yes, he gave you directions. It's a couple hours this way.
That makes sense. Okay, thank you.
East of town.
Mm-hmm. Let's get going.
All right.
All right. So you all head out of town. It's a fairly simple, you know, basically there's a mining path that goes to town. It's just following that path. So finding it's not going to be hard, but I'm still going to have somebody roll a survival check just to see, you know, how quickly you spot it. Like, do you spot it before they spot you? That sort of thing. What sort of pace are you all going at? Are you hustling out there? Are you taking your time? Are you trying to be stealthy, or are you just sort of walking out there? Clanky, clanky.
I feel like unless someone makes me hustle and stop looking at all the flowers and bugs and everything, it's at a normal walking pace in which everyone else is walking normally. I get distracted and then sprint to catch up.
Yeah. Why don't we gate the flower days on the way back?
Huh?
I said, why don't we flower gaze on the way back?
Okay, yeah, sure.
So we don't end up there And then it gets dark on us, and then we actually get ourselves murdered.
Okay, yeah, for sure. I pick a flower, I hand it to Tomi, and then I start running forward a little bit and waiting for you guys to catch up.
So it's only 2 hours away.
Yeah, just a couple hours.
Yeah, it's not that far away.
I know, but
Ula will not be stopped.
I don't know how long she would take if we really indulged her.
As we're walking, Cass is going to ask, so this guy said that there was like, he couldn't understand what the lizard folk were saying to him, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Any of y'all stop to talk before they attack?
Yeah, yeah. Any of y'all speak Draconic? Aside
yes,
from me?
I do.
Oh, what were you thinking?
Oh, I was thinking. I thought when we were like half an hour or 20 minutes out, I was going to cast Comprehend Language. But I would need 10 minutes. So if you can understand that they definitely, and they speak Draconic, then.
Well, I don't know for certain that that's what they speak.
If they do.
Roll me a nature check.
Is Comprehend Languages not a cleric, though?
It is.
Yeah, who's, oh my god, sorry. Who's,
or at least it should be.
12.
Having spent the night with a lizard folk, did Tariq speak Draconic?
Ooh.
When
roll
he,
me. No, I'm not going to have you roll for
catch
that. I'll
any
just
books
say.
Written in Draconic
I'll just say yes. There are several exclamations in Draconic.
Exclamations? What do you mean, Chris?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Covered Languages is not a cleric spell. Huh. Weird. Tongues is, I think, maybe. That's what I was thinking of. Tongues.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
I thought that it was. That's crazy.
I did too. I would have sworn that it was a cleric spell.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't know if every lizard folk speaks Draconic, but decent possibility. If you do want to cast your Comprehend Languages, how long does that last?
It lasts for 1 hour, and I have to, you know, do a ritual, so I would have to sit for 10 minutes. That's okay.
No reason not to
if we have to
stop when we're a little ways away. Yeah.
How
the
was
more
your
of
night,
us who
can understand is always good because yeah. Some of us might overhear things others don't.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
That's true. How was your night? Was it wonderful?
Was it asking Cass? It was a great time. Probably going to be staying there as long as we're here.
Round two.
Two. Cute.
So, just to clarify, I'm a cleric.
Yes.
So, I know this whole list of spells. No holds barred. I just know it all. I just have to have it prepared. Do I have to prepare rituals in advance? Or I can always cast those as long as I do the ritual?
If clerics can cast rituals, then yeah, you can just cast them anytime.
I mean, I'd best be able to. I've got a bunch on my fucking list.
They might have to be prepared.
Yes, they have to be prepared, but you don't use the spell spot.
Ah. Oh. Well, that sucks. Okay, good to know.
Could be wrong, but we can double check
that. I think that's right.
Yeah, because I was playing a cleric in another game recently.
At least that's how I've always played
the rules
it.
Were.
Yeah. I'm just double checking.
If not, I would want to know.
Yes.
See if they've changed it for the new edition.
Yes.
Oh yeah, good idea.
Oh yeah, true.
That's what I was like, ritual caster.
But wizards don't have to have it prepared, do they?
No, because wizards can just ritual cast from their spell book.
Hmm. My book.
You see my new glass that I bought at the convention today?
Oh, that's cute.
Ooh.
I like that.
That's really cute.
Thank you.
Choo, 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 choo.
40.
I don't actually think the ritual clerics can ritual cast.
Well, then why do I have ritual spells?
Let's
Because
say
there
it
are
goes other classes too.
other classes could ritual cast them.
So I can't ritual cast at all.
No, you can. It's not in the cleric class, it's under the spell casting rules.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, there you go. Gosh.
It says to cast a spell as a ritual, a spellcaster must have it prepared.
Okay.
All right, well, that's good thing I fucking asked, because
Yeah.
I didn't know that at all.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks. I did not read that, apparently.
It used to be in the class descriptions, I think.
Yeah. And to further muddy waters, I was whipping up some fourth edition characters today, and ritual casting works completely differently there as well. So
Course it does.
just be glad you're not in fourth edition, y'all, for many reasons. But also, every time you cast a ritual spell in fourth edition, you have to pay gold for it.
Oh.
Yeah, and the
Well, thank
wizard
you.
class has a specific thing that says you can ritual cast from your spell book. You don't need to have it prepared.
Ah,
But
okay.
otherwise other classes do.
All right. So anyway, who is leading the way?
Not me.
I got a +4 to survival. Ow. No.
Can I help Ula?
Oh, is it me? Do I have the highest survival?
Well, I
I
mean,
mean,
you've got
adding
your
a plus
cleric.
four to it's pretty good.
Yeah, you're a cleric, so you probably have the highest wisdom in the group, so.
I'm not a level 15. Right. So I get advantage?
Yeah. Hey, Ren, how are you helping?
Keeping her focused and
Good one.
also.
Yeah.
I like it. Application for advantage approved. Chunk,
That's
That
hilarious.
is what she needs the most right now.
Damn, it'd be great if I didn't roll like dog shit. That's a 15. That's not bad, I
Yeah,
guess.
15. Your fourth level character is 15 is pretty good.
Okay, if you say. I'm rolling plus 15 on my attacks in our fucking weekly game.
Yeah. All right. So, y'all have some good-natured conversations on the way out there. And then after about an hour and a half, Ula, you spot a hint of campfire smoke off to the side of the road, kind of in an area where a cliff runs kind of off the road. So you all are definitely approaching the camp.
I let everybody know.
And
Can I
well, how are
if
you
we're
going
far?
to how are you going to approach it?
Sorry, before we get close enough, can we sit for 10 minutes so I can ritual cast comprehend language? Thank you.
Do you guys want me to sneak ahead, get a lay of the land, and come back?
Yeah.
Sure.
And it's bright, like, right? Like it's
Yeah.
a sunny day.
Yeah, it's daytime.
Okay.
Are there like
You have
trees or any kind of.
Yeah. I'll pull up the map.
Okay.
I just needed to know how you guys are approaching it, so
Do you want to have like a signal if case you get in trouble and we need to come help?
Oh,
Well, I
did
got
you get
this.
a message earring?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
got an earring with messages.
Oh, great, cool.
So, roll me a stealth check, Kess.
Happily. Check something. Deal. 15. And I'll just mention, in case it's at all important, at our last level, I took the Skulker feat.
Okay, what's that do?
I now have blind sight at a range of 10 feet.
Great.
I gain advantage on stealth checks to hide during combat. And if I attack while hidden and the roll misses. My location is not revealed.
Mm.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
That's awesome. All right. So, Matt, mm-hmm. I'll bring up the map. You all should see it now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, before Kes heads off by himself, I give him a little tiny stone.
What's this for?
Here you go. Eat up.
Why?
It's a magic stone.
What does it do?
It'll give you 2 temporary HP.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
We measure things in HP.
Tommy's like, I've come up with a system for how much a person can get hurt in combat. Now this won't permanently heal you.
Later, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
All right, so Kes, you look through, you kind of see past some trees, kind of slightly uphill against this cliff face. You see 3 tents. You see 6 lizard folk sitting around a fire, and then a chained up creature that is obviously spoiled here, but I don't know if Kes would know what it is. Just this sort of chained up lizard looking pet by a tree that's sort of kind of lazing in the sun, but sort of lazily also looking around.
Would it be a nature check to recognize this?
Yeah, I'd say a nature check.
21.
You've never seen one, but you think that would be, that looks like a basilisk.
Oh.
You had to guess.
If I had to guess. And do I know anything particular about basilisks?
You think you've heard that they can turn people into stone?
Oh, that's not good.
But that is the paralyzed condition, right? It starts as
petrify.
That? Petrify.
Yeah. Yep.
So restrains you first, and then it petrifies you.
Can I see? Obviously, I can see on the map. Can Kes see the 2 carts by the tents?
You can. Yes, you see 2 carts. You can see they're overflowing with obsidian.
Hmm. Okay. And what do the lizard folks seem that they're doing?
Right now, they're just sitting around a fire. You can't make out what they're saying, but they're just sort of talking amongst themselves.
Okay. Kes is going to sneak closer if he can.
Okay.
To here.
Roll me a stealth check as you cross the street, leaving cover.
Cross the street.
Cross the street. 17.
Nice.
No one seems to notice you.
Okay. Can I overhear what the lizard folk are saying now?
Roll me. It's difficult because there's some light, mm-hmm. a light breeze rustling the trees. It's still a good you're still a good 40 feet away from them. So I'd say it's going to be very difficult, but you can try. Perception, okay. Please.
Guidance.
Just an 11. So probably.
Yeah, not. I will say the best you can do is based just off sort of the. Just kind of overall sound of it is you do think they are speaking Draconic. Mm-hmm. Hard to actually make out what they're saying from here.
Okay.
They look like they've been in a bloody fight.
You roll me a perception check for that, or investigate.
Investigation is better. 22.
Nice!
You look over, you actually, you see they've, you see some of them have fresh cuts that mm-hmm. are scabbed over. You see some of their armor is a little tattered that looks fresh in a way that fresh, when leather gets cut, you can tell a fresh cut versus an aged cut pretty easily. You would reckon that they've definitely seen some sort of combat recently.
Okay. I'm going to grab my earring of message and point back to where I know Hey Ren is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to whisper, there's 6 lizard folk around a campfire and what I'm pretty sure is a basilisk. They just seem to be relaxing at the moment. I can see the carts with obsidian.
I will relay the message.
Oh, basilisks are so cute.
I do think we should try to talk to them before we try to kill them.
You want to
I
talk to the
think
basilisk?
it's worth
No.
a risk as well.
But
Did any of
wrong.
you guys want a magic treat? I only have one more, but I do have regular treats. Anyone wants a regular treat as well?
I love a regular.
I'll take a regular treat.
Okay.
I mean, if it, probably Heyrun needs one of the
Special ones.
Heyrun, you should take a special treat.
I'm pretty tough. But I can if you
What
don't
it will
you
charm
you should
me?
eat it. Yeah, tell me you should eat
Yeah, what
your
charm are
special
you at?
treat.
What am I at? I have 44 hit points.
And the
Maybe
system
I should eat it.
Atomia's
What?
come up with. Maybe you should. Oh my god, you have so many. What? I have
I have
37.
44 hit points and 16 AC, so I'm pretty good.
I only have
Shit.
27.
You should take it. What are you talking
Yeah,
about?
you should take it.
Yeah,
You should take
jeez.
it.
Is that right?
No, it's not.
I keep
Or maybe it
forgetting.
is. Why do you have so few hit points?
That doesn't seem right. How
Are
do you
you
have
adding?
44?
Don't think it could be. What's your con bonus?
Mine?
No.
Mine is.
Caitlin, yours is low. That's your problem. Your problem is
Yeah.
yours is low. I
Well,
have tough, but.
I have plus one on my
I
con.
guess if
Oh.
you've never rolled above
The
on the
minimum.
D8, if you've never rolled above the minimum, the total fixed value would be 27.
Have
That's
you?
Oh,
Okay.
wait,
Is
anyway, I
your.
can audit this. One sec. I actually have
Yeah.
learned my
Is your character
lesson.
set to that?
All right. So, Ula, 8 plus 6 is 14, plus 5 is 19, plus 5 is 24. So you should be 1 point higher than that.
28?
Yeah.
Man, I was. I talked myself out of taking tough. Can I change my mind?
Yes, I'll let you change your mind if you want, if you've got buyer's regret.
Do. Okay, did mine get messed up
No,
anytime
you have a
last?
plus four constitution, Tomi.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
or a plus, no, you have a plus two con.
I have Draconic Resilience.
Oh, okay, yeah. So that's why, yeah.
Yeah.
But also, I took meta magic.
Yeah. Tomi's just built like a brick shit house for a sorcerer.
Yeah, man. Like you said
She's a
that, and I was
brick
like,
shit house.
you're a
Question,
fucking
what's
sorcerer.
Ula's AC?
19. It's much harder to hit me.
Yeah.
No, wait, I don't think you should have I think Tomi, you should have 32 total hit points.
I have 32 rolled hit points.
Let me just check. Tomi, 6 plus 5 is 11. Plus 5 is 16. Plus 6 is tw 22.
Okay, so maybe I double put one in one time. That's what I
Wait.
was going to ask. 22?
Yeah, so you're at 34.
Okay,
So should
cool.
I have 28 rolled hit points? No,
No,
right?
we yeah. No, we've I it's just I think Tomi accidentally either put you'll put 20 32 instead of 22 or counted something else. And
I
so
might have like
leveled
put it
up
in and
twice.
got distracted and then didn't realize that I already put it in or something.
Yeah. Okay,
Wait,
but we're
Chris, did
good.
you change my HP?
I did, yeah.
Chris did.
I'm like, fuck, change.
Because I went in to change mine and I was like on that page, I just went over and clicked it again and I was like, wait, this was not what it said 2 seconds ago.
Right?
DM magic. All right. So Cass, you are currently by the trees. Everybody's got their hit points settled. What
Yes.
a
I send a message to Cass, be like, please hold. We are comparing biceps.
Like, your biceps are the tiniest. Here, eat this cookie.
Roisin's not even like pretending to be in the mix.
Tomi was like doing like this thing.
So like
when we were kids, my brother used to do that. He'd flex it and he'd like push it up with his like hand.
No, just for the lulz, Roisin, how many hit points do you have?
40, I think. Yeah.
Wow. Tomy really is a brick shithouse.
Yeah.
Well, Tomy's at 34 now, so now she went from having the most to the second least.
Oh,
still not bad, though.
Still not bad.
Not at all.
But 10 hit points at this level can make a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so what are y'all doing?
I'm trying to get someone to eat my cookie.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Since I have so few fucking hit points, I get two.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's crazy. I also decided to stick with the plan and hope I don't fucking regret it.
Didn't take tough?
No, because I took meta magic and
your AC is so high for, you know.
For your level, your AC is ridiculous.
It's probably fine.
We can.
It's probably fine.
All right, so. So you guys stop comparing biceps.
Okay.
Get in the game.
All right. All right. All right.
Tess is patiently waiting behind a tree.
All right.
So, wait, are we...
The wind shifts slightly, Kess, and like the bass looks perks up for a second and sniffs the air, and then kind of lays back down.
Kess is just over there. We should. Do you really want to talk to it?
I mean, I think we should walk up instead of run up screaming with swords drawn. That's all I'm saying.
For sure.
I mean, if they run at us screaming, then it's on. They're dumb. Let's just see what happens.
Okay. Well, Kess is hiding. Maybe Kess should continue hiding. I can also hide. Okay.
But you have to talk to them. Because we can't talk to them.
Oh, she can only understand them. Tomy is the only one that can... Tomy and Kess are the only two that can actually talk to them.
Yes. Oh, gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha. So then, yeah. Tomy?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to go up and talk to some strange lizard folk?
Yes, sir.
Should we do that thing where we, like, make a little bit of noise on our way in so they're not super surprised? Or should we just appear?
I think making a little bit of noise, especially with Heyrun and Kess hidden. That way, if it goes well, it's well. If it goes bad, we've got backup.
Yep. I can definitely walk, make a lot of noise while I walk.
I relay this to Kess. You and I are going to hide. They want to talk to them.
Okay, so tell me, we're on this map. I'll put your guys' miniatures on here. Tomy, where would you like to hide? And then roll me a stealth check to do so.
I'm not hiding. I'm walking.
Sorry, not Tomy. Heyrun.
I will hide right there.
Okay.
19.
Okay. They don't seem to notice you. All right. And then the rest of you are going to sort of kind of come up the middle here, making some noise.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Making sure to send some rocks moving with my staff.
As you kick a rock, you see the basilisk perks up and starts hissing and growling. And you hear a voice in Draconic yell, who goes there? And that is what we'll pick up after our bio break.
Yay!
Hey.
All right, so we're back. A voice has said, who goes there?
Oh, hello. Ooh. I say back in Draconic. It's me. My name's Tomy and a couple of friends of mine. Who's there? How are you?
You see these lizard folk kind of gather up their weapons. And one of them, the leader, sort of walks over. And the other one sort of file in behind him. One of them grabs the chain for the basilisk. And he says, I don't know, no, Tomi.
Oh, yeah. As my way of kind of introducing myself, I'm Tomi Humblepot. Who's with me again?
It's me and Roisin, I think.
This is Ula, and this is Roisin. Yeah, so we came out here because we wanted to talk to you.
He narrows his eyes suspiciously. He says, okay, we're talking.
Yeah, so this guy came up to us in the marketplace, and he seemed a little shady. And he was talking about, you know, the bunch of, what's the rock?
Obsidian.
The obsidian.
Yes. The obsidian that you guys have. And
as you say that, he kind of subconsciously casts a glance back to the overflowing carts there behind this tent.
The trash and all that. And it sounded a little weird to us the way that he was telling it. And he definitely was keeping some shit from us. So we thought, you know, that he obviously didn't understand a word you guys were saying, and I can understand you. I thought I'd see what you guys had to say, because he did not seem that trustworthy, and I was curious about what the whole story was, and whether or not maybe I needed to kick his ass, or what was going on.
He kind of turns and leans in and says something to the clothy behind him. And the person says something kind of quietly back to him outside of your earshot. He says, you are working with him. Yes.
I mean, it took some of his cash, but I'm not like beholden to him. Took most of his cash.
Yeah.
But I mean, if he's a piece of shit, and I don't give a fuck. You know?
He says, if he's a piece of shit, you don't fuck him. Yes, I understand this.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
They are speaking the same language, right?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to clarify.
So what was up with that whole thing? Do you guys want some pastries?
Narrows his eyes at your delicious looking pastry. He says,
I'll take a bite.
He says, are you here to rob us or not?
I'm currently here to talk.
Like, but you're working with bandits, so I am unsure.
Yeah, that's exactly what's up. I'm trying to figure out
who's
the
bandit?
Real story behind what's going on.
He says, me and my cohorts here, mine obsidian, going up road, get attacked by group of humans.
Uh-huh.
He says, try to steal our obsidian. We fight them off. Now we rest here until our wounded get better.
Cool.
He says, did you come to steal?
Can I inside check him? I mean, I'm inclined just to believe him because I didn't trust the other guy.
You don't have any idea what any of these people are saying.
No, I understand.
I meant to say this early. I was going to see if it was okay if I translated this to Roisin and Ula during this conversation.
Oh, I didn't introduce Aaron. I forgot.
I'm hiding. Yeah. I'm hiding. So, yeah.
The message spell, I think you have a limited number of uses on your earring.
Yeah.
I don't have an earring.
Oh.
I have my.
Oh, you just have the spell. Nice.
Oh, is it a cantrip?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. You could be doing that. And in fact, I think that's a really cool idea. I like it a lot.
And also, just like outside of understanding people, I know that I can't understand the words they're saying. I'm looking at body language.
I'd say
Are
roll
they
with disadvantage.
afraid? Oh, why? Why disadvantage? I can see people. I can use my eyes.
Yeah, can I use my investigatory skills to like investigate the area with my eyes?
I got 15.
Okay, 15 for your insight check. You get the idea that he's not telling you everything.
That seems to be going around.
And Ula, what'd you get on your insight?
Doesn't matter. I rolled a two. It
Okay.
literally cannot matter.
Yeah, different language, different species. It's hard to get a read on the body language. Lizard folk aren't something you ever dealt with in the bottom of the sea, so. Roisin, you're investigating with your eyes. What'd you get?
Oh, 11.
Looks like they were in a fight by the rips in their clothes and stuff, but.
I would just press them and ask them what they're lying about.
I'll sigh and I'll go, Sir Greg, all I want is someone who'll just tell me everything. And I look down at the little badger in my bag. And then I look pointedly back at the guy who I was talking to. And wait.
He says, "What are we waiting for here? If you have no quarrel with us, then you can leave."
I need to know what everything that happened, and I know that you're holding something back from me, so that way I can know how to deal with these guys that you are accusing of being bandits. Because if they are, and there's proof, and there's evidence, then I could go back and get the one that got away. Put in
You mean the
jail,
coward?
or else, yeah, the
He says, "Yes, one ran away right away.
Yes, yeah, I know.
The
He
moment they
said,
saw that we were armed and fighting back, just ran for it."
yeah, and then he goes into the city and he's drinking a latte and eating a croissant.
He kind of spits in the ground. He says, I have no cares for your justice. We just want to take our obsidian and sell it."
Chris, do they look like they're dressed in mining clothes or like fighting clothes?
Roll me a perception check.
Oh yeah, that's a good question.
And with a
10,
why?
you don't see any pickaxes or anything like that. They're wearing armor. Though a lot of people traveling through the wilds wear armor.
Sure.
They're
The Code of
carrying
Chains.
swords.
I'm
What
going
is?
to grab my little earring and point towards Tomi, and use message and whisper, ask him what that basilisk is for, if they're miners.
And I've had to look at him go, when I was growing up, I knew some people who had a basilisk, but they didn't really have him just around as a pet, but also not really for hard labor like pulling carts of the mine. Why do you have him around here?
Why do you
Or
have
her?
a furry creature in your purse?
Diversion.
He says, "Braxis is my friend. He goes with me wherever I go."
Really? That's exactly the same thing with Sir Greg here.
He kind of gives you the knowing nod from one pet owner to another.
So what's Fraxus's favorite thing to do?
He likes to eat and sleep and fart. That is what Braxis does. It is very cute when he does those things.
So, how good are your swords at picking ores and stuff out of the mines?
He says, "You ask a lot of questions." He
Yes,
says,
because you're not being honest with
"We
me.
have no quarrel with you. Leave."
I'll grab my earring again and point it to me. Tell them we will happily escort them as armed guards back to town so they can sell their obsidian.
Okay. Well, as new friends, I do have an ability to help your friends heal up really fast. And because these are apparently such dangerous woods, we can then help you bring your obsidian back to market. Make sure no bandits and no wussy bandit leaders jump out at you.
He says, "We will take care of our own. We appreciate the offer, but we'll make our way back to the
Are
city
you
to sell the
sure? I
obsidian."
can whip up a really, really good meal. It would be like really awesome.
He says, "If
And
one
I
of
start
you was
describing
injured,
like
would
what
you
type
let
of
us heal
foods.
you?" I think
Yeah,
not.
why not?
I think not. Best you go along back to where you came from. Find that bandit, throw him in jail.
Okay, I just have like some really good cuts of meat, and I got these nice spices and some
Roll me a
fresh
stealth check, Kes.
carrots
Yep.
and
Somebody got to
herbs
pop
to go
off.
with them,
18.
and a nice pan to put it, roast it all over a fireplace, and some fresh bread to go with it.
No, they don't seem to notice you sneaking over there, Kes.
And take a little rest and have something to eat. You'll probably feel
I'll give you one
pretty
more.
good afterwards. That's all I'm saying.
30-20.
Or at least six of you will.
Yeah, you're able to get over there just fine.
Okay, I want to peek into this tent. Do I see any mining gear?
No, you actually peek in that tent and you see an injured lizard folk laying on a bedroll with some like bandages over a wound.
Oh yeah, how many are talking to me?
Just
They're right
the
in front of me,
leader.
right?
There's six in front of you, but just
Okay.
the leader is doing the talking.
Did
Are
they
you?
say that they were staying, they were resting? Were they resting last night or were they resting tonight here?
They said they were resting here until their wounded comrade felt better.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So your magic user isn't a healer then.
He says, "Why are you still asking
Well, I was
questions?
just wondering. I'm just sorry. I'm thinking, just thinking out
How
loud. You think
serious
that
does
with a
this wound look?"
mine,
He looks like
how
somebody that went
dangerous
to
those
death
can be,
saves.
that you'd want to have somebody who could heal. Instead of being resorting to like boring healing methods.
You talk a
Does
lot.
I do. I'm sorry.
Is the person in the tent conscious?
I'd say they're asleep. They're taking a long rest to recover their hit points.
I say to Tom, like they all look ragged and like they've taken some damage.
You feel like they've taken some damage earlier today, but they've probably short rested, spent some hit dice.
Okay. Any of them hurt enough that would still need healing?
No.
No? Okay. Well,
We
I don't know
have a
what to do,
healer.
guys.
We will be fine on our own, thank you. You can go on now.
Do I know that Tess is...
No.
Okay.
I'm going to press up against this tree that's mm-hmm. between me and the group of them, and I'm going to grab my earring mm-hmm. and point at the leader of their group and say, I suggest you be honest with us.
Ah, he says trickery, sorcery! And roll for initiative.
There it is. There it is! Oh, I'm so curious what the... Sorry, I was just complaining. What'd you say?
Oh, I was just saying I'm curious what the real story is.
Right? Everybody's hiding
everyone
something.
Sucks.
What if neither of them got it and they both like stole it from
each
like,
else?
Yeah.
There's like a there's little a lady dead somewhere in the forest.
Yeah. What if we had gone up the road?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think that just means that we take these, give the guy his 50 gold back, and we sell it for ourselves because we don't know who the true owner is.
All right, Hayren, what'd you get?
I got 4.
4. Guess?
21.
Roisin?
10.
Tomi?
19.
Ula?
Hot 6.
Hot 6.
Yep.
I got new dice for Roisin and they've been rolling garbage.
Oh.
Yeah. All my dice that I got for Ula have been rolling hot garbage. It was rough.
Wah, wah.
Wah, 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 wah.
Okay.
Ooh, pick up.
Okay. So, we start off with Kes. Kes, you can see that you casting the spell and speaking in their head has... they're going to proceed to violence because you all have been... not leaving, and now something weird and magical has happened. So this has escalated them from cautious to hostile.
Okay. Kess is going to, if I can, mm-hmm. grab this sleeping lizard bolt, mm-hmm. pull him out of the tent and hold the dagger to his throat and just shout in Draconic, we can still talk this out. There doesn't need to be bloodshed.
As you say that, we'll pause combat, and the lizard folk leader turns and spins and looks at you and says, you release my son right now.
Oh, kill him.
You tell us what really happened today. The details.
Roll me an intimidation check with advantage.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, this is amazing.
Love it.
About this. Guidance, just kidding. I don't have
11.
That.
Wait, can I guidance?
No, you guys are nowhere near him.
Oh, guidance is touch.
I'm going to use my heroic inspiration and
reroll. All right, great use for it. Great use for it.
Come on.
Just
come
one
on.
Reroll, right? Or do I do the advantage?
I always say reroll with advantage. Why not?
Okay.
Nice.
I'm so excited.
Better. 16.
Nice.
Okay. He rolled a natural one.
Yes! The dice gods give it.
He's so worried about his boy.
I love it.
That's
so fitting.
He holds up his hands. He says, no, okay, we'll talk. He says,
jeez.
We came across some bandits attacking some miners. So we thought, why not attack them ourselves?
What happened to the miners?
They were dead when we got there. Honest.
Good Lord.
Honest. So we fought the bandits. One of them ran away. We shot some arrows after him, but he disappeared.
And are you also bandits just out looking for people to steal from?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
We saw an opportunity. We thought that, two wrongs, right? That makes a right, famously.
No.
He's under duress, but does it seem like he's telling the truth?
Roll me an insight check.
18.
Nice.
This time you get the idea that he's telling you everything. He seems, I'll also say with that insight check and his very low roll, that you also get the idea that this person that you're holding hostage is very important to him. So he is, you have control over the situation in this moment, and he is willing to basically do whatever you say.
The miners, did you just leave them where they fell? Where are the bodies?
Up the road. He says, that is how we do it in our culture. You leave them for the birds, for the animals. Nature continues. We do not waste our dead by burning them or throwing them in the ground.
Interesting.
He says, look at our blades. See how ragged and sharp they are. He says, if you look at the miner's wounds, you will see that they did not come from our blades. But if you look at the bandit's wounds, you will see our blades made those wounds.
How far up the road is it?
He says,
I
about 10.
ask someone.
yeah, so, but yeah, you have Tommy translate that, and he says, about 10 minutes. And he points the direction you guys were going when you came this way.
I mean, okay, so this is Caitlin. It sounds like we have two carts of obsidian that we get to sell in town, right?
Well, we don't know if they're gonna let us take them or not without a fight.
That's the question.
Yeah, I'm assuming with Kes's play, that's good,
Yeah.
but we'll see. We'll see.
I don't know how we're going to pull two carts.
Yeah, are there no horses? How did they move them?
Roisin could push one of them.
One.
What if?
And I'd say if two of you work together, you could pull the other one.
What if, wait, this has been translated to us non-draconic speaking
Yes,
folks?
yes.
Yeah, we'll tell you.
Peyrin has been awesomely doing all the translation work for
Thanks,
y'all.
Aerith. What if
Nice.
we do we take one, they keep the other situation? I don't know. Well, I mean, we could take both, but I just don't
How are
want.
they moving them about? Do they not have horses?
Two at a time.
Oh, okay. So they were just hauling them.
All to be honest, all I care is that Finlaw doesn't profit off of this.
Yes, and I think
Agreed.
we should try to recover those miners'
Oh yeah,
bodies and
we've
get
definitely
back to
got to do that.
town, as
Oh.
both to back to their families and as evidence. I mean, should we have all of them come with us into town? I don't think they would.
Yeah.
We could ask, but yeah. What were you going to say?
Tess is going to reach into his pouch and pull out a healing potion. And he's going to hold it out in front of him so the leader can see it. You know what this is?
He says pink stuff that smells like peppermint and heals wounds.
Well, he got there eventually. I didn't think he was going to
I give you
get there.
this. We take one of the carts. Everyone leaves alive.
He kind of leans into his second and kind of says something to him. He says, I would like him to test the potion first to make sure that this is not a trick.
Fine by me.
So their spellcaster goes over to you, Kest, and extends a hand, takes it, dips a pinky into it and licks it, looks over to the leader and nods. He says, this is acceptable. And more than fair, yes. One card to you, one card for us. Everybody wins. You let my son live.
It's a deal. I'll put the knife, put the dagger away, and hand the injured lizard folk over to the clothy spellcaster.
The leader looks to his folks and says, "Lower your weapons. Let them take a cart."
Seems like we've come to an agreement. I say in common, they're letting us take one of the carts,
and they all kind of back up and form ranks around their injured comrade.
Okay. Resolved without fighting. I don't know how I feel about that.
I know, I love fighting.
I love fighting.
I understand y'all love fighting, but as a DM, nothing fills me more with joy than seeing how this how this resolve. All right. So Roisin, you get the cart, and they all just kind of watch you as you all back away with the cart. You all move up the road. And sure enough, you see on the side of the road,
before we leave, I'm going to take a spare square of cloth and put some baked goods in there. Just trying to leave it by one of the sitting places by the fire.
Okay. They look at it and don't move towards it. But as you move away and kind of look back, you see it has been picked up while your head was turned. All right. So you all make your way up the road, another 10 minutes. And yeah, sure enough, you see, looks to be four miners, some pickaxes that look, you know, kind of shabby. And you also see five dead humans that still have like daggers and short swords on them. The lizard folks didn't take their stuff.
Oh, we can take their stuff.
Yeah, we're taking all of their weapons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody want to roll me an investigation check?
Door.
A couple of us.
Anybody that wants to.
19.
Nat 20, the best roll on an intelligence.
Very nice.
Natural.
Can't roll
one.
Wisdom anything to save my goddamn life, but I can roll a nat 20 on investigation.
Trip over a body.
Well, you look at these and you can confirm the what the lizard folk leader was saying. Like, the wounds on the miners are very like sharp and like stabbing, piercing. The wounds on the bandits are like long scraping drags.
Okay, cool. I tell everyone.
All right. So do you go ahead, Heron.
Okay, how do we get these bodies back?
From Malakar.
Also, nice work.
That was really impressive. Yeah.
Yeah, good job, Kiss.
Yeah. Very good.
By the way, sorry. I'm more of a carry-e than a carrier. So.
That's hilarious.
I can help pull if you're pulling with us. We're about the same level.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So do you load up the miners on the cart? You can just throw them on, stack them on top of the obsidian. That's not a problem. What about the bandits?
Fuck them.
Yeah,
honestly. Here.
Should we take a head? Oh, sorry, I mean, should we take a head?
What would that do? Is taking a head like customary?
No, just imagine. I mean, from my family, yes. I mean. Whatever. Imagine this. We go back to the coffee shop. We say, "You." Boom. Head. And then we don't have to say anything else because they know that they fucked up.
But and also, if he says,
I hate that there's a part of me that loves this plan so much.
If he says why, then we just go, "You know why."
Yes.
But then we're
and we
strangers
punch him in the
walking
nuts and run away.
Strangers walking into town with a decapitated head.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what if we make it a hand?
That's still weird.
Do you recognize this? It's a hand. It's your friend's hand.
Do any of the bandits have anything identifying on them? A gang mark,
I was just thinking that too.
Tattoo.
A green kerchief.
Yeah, right,
you start looking under their clothing. And you find they each have a weird tattoo on them. And I'll put it in the signal chat.
Slice their skin off. Let's take it.
Oh yeah. God.
Anyone good at any sort of butchering? I'm somewhat decent.
I don't know about butchering, but
I'm not at all your girl.
Pretty good with knives. Oh, interesting. Is this on a particular part of their body?
Each of them has this, and they're all over their hearts, each of them.
Why is this like a Bechdel test or whatever? Like, why is this the first thing I see, or I think is like something sexual, but I don't know why.
I saw kitty ears. So that's very different between us.
Yeah. I like yours better.
I mean, is there... Obviously, there won't be, but can I roll to see if I recognize this from anywhere?
Yes. Roll me a straight intelligence check.
Oh, yeah, right.
Can I roll as well?
Yeah.
10. It's not bad.
I think this one is a negative. No, it's a zero. 8.
I rolled a 7. I rolled a 17, but I don't know if that makes sense.
17. Roisin, you actually have seen this symbol before, recently.
Oh.
It was on the bodies of one of the bandits that attacked you on the road.
It's two H's. Handsome Herbert.
It is Handsome Herbert!
Fuck you, Chris.
It is
sexual.
Well, we got to go back and get handsome Herbert. I bet he's not even actually Herbert. I think it's probably just one of his lackeys.
Probably.
Oh, but then he might be.
Should we try to string him along and see if we can get in and get to meet his boss? No, that's a dumb idea. I don't think we could pull that off.
Try.
That's a long great con. Idea.
Guys, Hayren really wants to meet him.
No, it's kind of a mystery. I think we shouldn't.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, sometimes people look really handsome and then, like, not so handsome, not handsome at all. You know what I mean? Like,
we could lead the guy out to reclaim the charts, but also, like, you know, tell the law that he's going to be there and then the auction shrink on him and it's not our problem at all anymore.
Mm. I mean, we could also just ghost the guy.
Then they'd probably get the obsidian and we kind of want to sell that ourselves.
Yeah. Is the city big enough for us to enter through a different gate, essentially sell the obsidian and then go back to him and be like, couldn't find him, sorry, bro?
Yeah.
Well, what are we going to do with the minor bodies?
We can deal with that on the way in.
We found them and bring them to a temple or something.
Or I still like the idea. Yeah, I still like the idea of getting this guy in trouble.
We weren't able to get the obsidian, but we got your fellow miners and we brought them to a place where they can get put back to rest. Here's your 50 gold. Sorry.
So he just fully knows we're lying.
No. I mean, we're not giving him his money back.
No, I don't want to give him his money back. Fuck that guy.
No, I think we hand him up to the guards, maybe get a reward.
You know what? There's people looking for Handsome Herbert. We tip off the guards and say,
That's what I was saying.
Okay, I misunderstood. We tip off the guards so they start their own investigation and they fucking follow this guy around or whatever. That sounds like a great idea.
Sounds good. Kes is going to take one of his daggers and start cutting the symbol, that tattoo off of all the bodies.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, help.
I'm just gonna. We're just gonna take. I'm just gonna take the patches
just take
of
off
skin
one
so we
of
can show
them,
the
so
guards.
that way they can know that the other ones are actually part of them. We didn't
Okay.
just
Yeah. So you get
mar them.
five fleshy tattoos.
Cool. What about weapons? What do we get off of them?
You get 5 short swords, 5 daggers. You also find another 20 gold pieces amongst them.
Nice.
4 each. Or wait, never mind.
Yeah, food rations, things like that you don't care about.
Food.
Things that we don't care about. We don't need sustenance.
All right.
I know why we don't care about it.
All right. So you head back with the cart. It takes twice as long to get back because it's moving the having Roisin, even with Roisin pulling it, it still slows you down with this cart. But early in the afternoon, you'll make it back to town. You've got the as you get near the city gates, you see a guard come over. In a hurry with a weapon drawn.
Understandable.
And just says, what's all this then? Explain yourselves.
Hi. We have brought some bodies, obviously. We had been tipped off about a bandit attack. We actually by the bandit leader, the leader of that band of bandits himself, thinking that he could pull one over on us. We want to, one, get these people, these miners, to their families, and so they didn't know what happened, and do any funeral rites, and two, show you guards where the gentleman is, so that you can either A, follow him around and get to Handsome Herbert, or B, grab him right now, which seems like the worster idea of the two, but whatever floats your boat. I'm not a guard or professional anything, really.
He waves some more guards over, and they come over and start unloading the bodies. One of them says, oh no, it's Arnie.
Oh Arnie!
Is he a friend of yours?
Yeah, we'd get drinks after our shifts.
Oh,
I'm sorry. That sucks.
In case it's important, and I'm going to pull out my 5 pieces of tattooed flesh,
yes.
All of the bandits had this tattoo on them.
Oh, he kind of looks a little disgusted by it, but also is like, yeah, I think that's a crew that's been operating out here for a while, Handsome Harry or something.
Well, one of them's fresh and alive, and we know exactly where he ought to be right now.
Okay, so he says, well, lead the way.
Do we need to do, like, a sting operation, though? There's, like, I don't know, do we just walk in there, or is it, like, you need to, like, put message spells on us so that you can overhear what we're saying to him or something?
He's like, no, if this guy's got this tattoo on him, I think we can pretty conclusively say that he's involved.
Sweet.
Okay. So we have to get him naked.
He leads you into the
yes.
city, Ula pulling the cart. The guards are covering the bodies with cloths.
I'm pulling the cart?
No, sorry, not Ula. Sorry, Roisin. I was getting ahead of myself. Ula, with your high dope-ass passive perception, as you guys get in past the gate, you actually see the guy. He is just off the road, and he looks to be hawking obsidian to some some nearby merchants.
Can I hot foot it over there without saying anything and get behind him or something?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you not say anything?
Well, I mean, it's not very far, right? It's not like blocks away.
It's literally like half a block past the gate.
Okay, so as we approach, I'm not leaving the group behind completely. I'm just like going up as soon as I see him, and I'll grab him. And
he says, "Hey, hands off! I'm conducting business here, miss."
And I put my hand on his shoulder. I'm like, "Hey, it's me from this morning."
He looks at you with no recognition in his eyes and says, "I've never met you before in my life."
Oh, handsome Herbert.
It was handsome it Herbert was.
This morning. He was in a fucking disguise. He fucking disguised himself. God damn it.
We Fucker. Called it, but we didn't.
God we damn did. It. It was fucking handsome Herbert.
Chris Fairfield. You
son of
sneaky
a bitch.
Little
well, we lead we lead
bitch.
The guards over to this guy who looks like the guy we talked to.
You go to the
today.
Cafe and that guy is nowhere to be seen.
Yeah. Motherfucker. We did get a whole cart out of it. We got his money plus the cart money.
True. He paid us.
He did pay us in dividends.
But was this all an attempt? Like, is he trying to get people to kill us?
Maybe he
that's a reasonable guess, or maybe he, you know, was
maybe
trying
he
to,
likes us and wants us to be rich.
Or maybe he was just trying to get you to recover his obsidian that his crew had lost this morning. Or
yeah,
you know,
either, we die or we bring back his money. Either way he wins.
Yeah. Was that group of lizard folk enough to, like, I'm sure it would have given us pause. Did it seem like a situation that we would have, like, come very close to dying in?
That basilisk is scary.
Yeah,
that basilisk.
It was, according to the official encounter rules, that would have been a difficult but not deadly fight.
Okay.
Because, like, I was wondering.
I'll get petrified.
Yeah, can lesser restoration do anything about the petrification?
Greater restoration.
Yeah, I don't have that yet.
Or a potion? There's a potion that does it too, right? A basilisk.
You can make one, but
okay. Yeah.
But as you all curse the empty plaza where this Fucker. Motherfucker had been, I've got bad news for you.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
As you reach into your coin purses, and you pull out the 10 gold pieces that Handsome Herbert gave you, you see 10 copper pieces in their place.
Nice. Wow. Oh, man. Roisin is just gone.
I quit.
So everyone subtract 10 gold pieces from your gold and add either one gold piece or 10 copper. Oh, no, 10 copper is silver.
Shit.
Yeah.
I hadn't added them yet, so that's good.
So 10 copper. Mm-hmm.
This silver. Motherfucker.
That's so good. Oh, my God. We've been hoodwinked.
You said one silver?
And as you realize that you've been hoodwinked, that is where we'll pick up next time.
Oh, no, you froze.
Oh, you froze. Ooh. For a second. As you all realize you've been hoodwinked, that's where we'll pick up next time.
Ah.
Quick thing, you said the bandits had 20 gold on them in addition to their stuff?
Yeah, so you did get that 20 gold.
Okay, and so everybody just takes 4?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And we have some stuff to sell to the blacksmith next time.
Yeah. All right. Well, great session, everybody.